Take your Bibles and turn to Psalm 90. Psalm 90. I'm not going to read all the verses, but I want to read verses 9 through 14, and we'll try to just share a few things with us today. Hopefully it'll be a help to our hearts starting this new year. Psalm 90, verse 9, Bible says, "For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is to hold. The days of our years are 80 years and 10. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength neighbor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And let him repent thee concerning thy servants. Oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days." That's verses 9 through 14 this morning. On January the 5th, 2014, I walked into this church to preach the first message as the pastor, having come back to St. John. 7 years ago today, and I thought about that. I thought, "Lord, when we came that Sunday, I never imagined all the things that we would see and all that would happen in 11 years. But I have learned over the course of these years that although life is not always certain and sure, and that God is, life is always changing. Sometimes of problems and difficulties and heartaches and sorrows, it seems like life constantly changes. But one thing the psalmist seems to be talking about is that although our lives change, God never does, and He is always the same. It is interesting that Psalm 90 is attributed to Moses. The title of the psalm says a prayer of Moses. the man of God. And you don't have to think about that hard to realize that being true, that would make somebody the oldest of all the songs. Because the vast majority were written by David. Some they say God, Hezekiah, and a few others. That Moses would make it the oldest of all the Psalms. But Moses is talking about life in the light of eternity. Talking about how important it is to realize that life is short. We're only here for a little while, but then eternity awaits. He makes a statement three times in the psalm. He says in verse 9, all our days. In verse 12, he says our days. In verse 14, all our days. Moses was talking about our days. I want to just share a few things today and I'll be done about our days. I want us to think first of all about the gift of our days. Do you realize that our days are truly a gift from God? Every day that I live, every moment of my life is a gift from the Lord. In verses 1 and 2, Moses reminds us of the sovereignty of God. He says, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Moses said, Lord, you preceded everything. Before you ever put a star in space, God, before you ever created this world, before you ever formed man out of the dust of the earth, Moses says, you were God. You are eternal, ageless, and timeless. All of our lives are spoken of in terms of time. Hours and minutes and days and weeks and years. You realize when the calendar changed on Wednesday to 20 and 25, God didn't change. Everything about Him has stayed the same. It says in Malachi 3 and 6, for I am the Lord, I change not. And this unchanging God and has given us our day. I did a little calculating. I know there's a lot of bad things on the internet. But there are some helpful things. And I found a website that would calculate days. And I put in my birthday. And I put in today. And I had it to calculate how many days that I've lived. And according to that, and I checked it up a couple of times to be sure, I have lived, as of today, 24,228 days. And I thought, God, for 24,228 days, you've watched over me, and you've taken care of me, and you've been good to me, and you've blessed me. Do you realize that James said it best? He said, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness either, and neither shadow of turning. You know what that is saying? James was saying, God is a good God all the time. He said, God doesn't change. And there's no shadow of turning. You don't have to wonder and say, God, is your love going to fluctuate toward me? Or will it stay the same? God's going to love me just the same always. So, Moses was saying, God has given us our day. And he says in 1 John 10, how quickly life can change. He said we spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70. And if by reason of strength they've been 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Scholars, tribal scholars, say they believe Moses in this prayer in the song during the days of their wilderness journeys. You remember God allowed those younger than 20 to survive. But all they were 20 years old and older, God led them to perish in the wilderness. Moses was watching them week after week after week. People deal with sickness and problems and sorrows, and he saw them begin to slip out and go home to heaven. Moses in life is fleeting. Life quickly passes away. Sad a while ago about God giving me over 24,000 days. 66 years old. But I look back and say, where did it all go? How in the world has 66 years gone so quickly? Some of you are older than I. That's older. How long is 96? And she'll talk about how life swiftly passes. I want to tell you, God has blessed us with the gift of our days. I'm glad that God has thought about me all the days of my life. At times our days are tough. Sometimes our days are filled with sorrows and heartaches. Thought about just a year ago, Brother Ken saw his life partner, Helen, slip out of this world. In 5 days, on January the 10th, it'll be a whole year since Chris Hoffman is on the view of the Lord. And I thought, a whole year. Man, it just seems like it has happened. Time passes on. I think about the gift of our days. But then I think about the goal of our day. In verse 12, Moses says, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Moses isn't saying, grab your calendar and every day you live. Before you go to bed, it's out that day that is a minute off. Moses is saying, we need the help of God so that we'll make every day count for Him. I guarantee you, we all at times face opportunity. We all at times waste time. We all at times fail to do all we could do in a day. Paul wrote in Colossians 3:17, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. I believe it's the same thing that your day count for God. Make your day count for God. I realize there are continuous obligations in life. I realize there's work and family and things you've got to do to take care of life. Pay your bills. Take care of your car, your house, your possession. There are continuous obligations. But there are countless opportunities with every day. Every day that we live, God has given us an opportunity to do something for Him. I want to be honest with you. I have missed a lot of opportunities that I've had in life. I will tell you just the reason why, and I don't say it personally whatsoever at all. I say it because it hurts my heart when I think about it. That several weeks ago, I had a day that I thought about a friend of mine, a preacher friend. And I thought, I need to just call him. And the thought went through my mind, well, your voice isn't all that good on the telephone, maybe just text him. And I thought, I need to call him. I just need to call him. He ended up, I didn't do either. And then one day I got the message, Trevor Neal George, and went, this world don't hold a bit of God. My first thought was, why didn't I call him? Why didn't I call him? And I thought about it time again, and I said, Lord, would you help me? Would you touch my heart again in such a way that I need to call or text or do something? Oh, don't let me miss it. I said that to save their funding opportunity to remiss of telling somebody for a blessing to us. Encouragement to our hearts. There's the old saying, give your roses now. The idea is to show your love for your family, your friends, your loved ones. Now, I thought we all published on the news, watched the news about the events in New Orleans. And I know there's thoughts of there out there at 3 a.m, probably a lot of drinking, one thing on Bourbon Street. I understand that. But I thought, Lord, there's a lot of hurting families. I heard one woman make the statement. Her daughter was one of those killed. She was 18 years old, was killed. And I heard her mother make the statement and say, listen, when your mom and dad tell you not to do something and go certain places, don't go. Because they tried to get her not to go. And she ended up getting killed. But I thought, I wonder how many times we miss opportunities. Tell people I love you. Appreciate you. Thank God for you. So oftentimes we fail with the goal of our lives and our day. But then I just close with this, something about the grace for our days. This is what I wanted to hear. Notice the prayer of verse 14. Moses says, satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. The truth of the matter is, our days are often mixed with joy and sadness and gladness and sorrows and all of those things. But he says in Psalm, because our days are short and numbered, he says, Lord, satisfy us only with thy mercy. That word mercy is the Old Testament counterpart to the New Testament word grace. I'll paraphrase it in my own words. What Moses is saying, Lord, fill us every morning with grace, that we may be able to face all our days and rejoice, being glad in you. Moses was saying, God, every day that you give me, I need your grace. God, every day that I live, I need you to give me grace for that day. I told you this is where I really wanted to get this morning, because we never know from one day to the next what we're going to face in life. We never know what all we're going to encounter. We never know what sickness, what sorrow, what trouble, what heartache. We never know. I've said it before. I've often looked back when a new year starts just to see what I preached the first of the previous year, and then look at how the years go. You see, I've got a spreadsheet I do for the church, and every service when I preach, I put the scripture, I use my phone, and then I have notes. And I'll put it somebody behind. Something happened, somebody got cancer, somebody was saved, I put a whole, something in the notes of it. Because I go back and look at the year and see what all has transpired. I said that to say this. God put this scripture on my heart, because I really believe we need to understand more than ever, every day of this year, we're going to need the grace of God. We're going to need His grace to face a world that is changing so quickly. Things are happening more and more. Sicknesses and sorrows and heartaches and problems. And we're all going to need God's grace for all of our days. I wanted to just share this with you as a challenge, as an encouragement. That you and I need this year pray as Moses prayed and say, God, would you satisfy us early with your mercy? That we can rejoice and be glad all our days. Lord, as we start a new year, just help us to have your grace every day. For every need in our life, our hearts. I don't know what we'll face this year. I don't know what I'll face this year. I don't know. Jesus may come today. I don't know. He may not come this year. I don't know. But I'm looking for Him to come. But until He does, I need His grace to handle all that my days are going to bring. That's the message of my heart. That's what the Lord said to share. I don't know what anybody may need in their life, their heart. But maybe there is somebody that you just need grace today. That you need to just bow in an altar of prayer and say, Lord, I'm already going through some things and I surely need your grace. And I need your strength. David will give us a song. We'll stand. We'll sing. There may be a need in your heart. I would wait and ask him for grace tomorrow. I'd come on today and say, Lord, would you do a work of your grace in my heart? How we stand.